School disruptions during the pandemic have been tough on families everywhere. But like many crises, it's also presented an opportunity, in this case, to rethink education. For many Republicans in New Hampshire, that means expanding school choice. Reporter Sarah Gibson tells us now about legislation in New Hampshire to create one of the most sweeping programs in the country for families who opt out of public school.
Maria Brown lives with her family in Manchester. The license plate on her car reads "Nonstop," and if you spend a few minutes with her, it kind of fits.
I am mom or a monkey wrangler. Yeah, because I got 5 of them.
2 of those children were enrolled in the public middle and high school when the pandemic hit. And Maria says the Manchester School District's decision to stay remote and hybrid last fall was a disaster for her high schooler, Savannah.
So BC, before COVID, she was high on a roll. But when COVID hit, the whole electronic piece is almost where they lost her.
Here's Savannah.
I couldn't keep up with all of everything, because there's like new papers every single day.
Savannah was stressed, failing her classes. So she and her sister left the district and are now homeschooling. It's a mix of work online and with textbooks, occasional cooking lessons with mom, and some unexpected assignments.
I was forced to go gardening at my aunt's house for homeschooling purposes. I went over for help with history, and they're like, "You're going gardening." I'm like, "Thanks."
The Browns are part of a trend of families leaving public schools for private or homeschool during the pandemic. In the Browns' case, grievances with the schools had built up for years. They talked about stress from bullying and disagreeing with a policy allowing students to use the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. Remote learning, they say, was the final straw. And this kind of frustration has helped reignite a debate in the statehouse over whether families who don't use the public school system should get taxpayer dollars to pay for the educational program of their choice.
Every child learns differently, and different environments suit some kids better than others.
That's Republican Senator Jeb Bradley, a longtime supporter of school choice. He's now pushing a bill to establish an education savings account, and with his party in control of the state house, it's likely to become law. Here's how it works. Normally, the state sends around $4,600 per pupil to public schools. Under this program, families can use that money to pay for tuition at private or religious schools, online programs, or other educational services. It's targeted at low and moderate income families. For example, if a family of 4 makes under $79,000, they qualify. Senator Bradley says he doesn't expect more than 2% of students in the state to enroll.
I think it will be a limited experiment. We'll see how it works, as we have, you know, a lot of other initiatives.
There are a handful of similar programs across the country, and they tend to grow over time. Critics say they take money from cash-strapped school districts and place kids in programs with little oversight. Maxine Mosley is the vice president of the Manchester Teachers Union.
Parents do have the right to have their students educated in the way that they want. They don't always have the right to use public money designated for public education to go into their private coffers.
Mosley and others say this kind of program encourages people to leave public schools, like the one where she teaches. At the Manchester District office, I meet up with Superintendent John Goldhart. I tell him about the Brown family and others I've met who are giving up on public schools.
I would say I understand their frustration because I've been frustrated. I wanted all of our students to be in school all year, but it wasn't possible.
He says when it comes to school choice, he's less concerned about the financial fallout, but he's philosophically opposed to public funds going to private programs. He says that money belongs to the public school system.
It is the great equalizer. I strongly believe in that. And if you set up a system that ever is hurting that great equalizer and giving funding to a group of folks who aren't as accountable, it's concerning to me.
Maria Brown says the public funds belong to students, not the district.
There's clearly things that happen. Why we pulled them out? Schools should have been open, if not partially, then full time. They let the kids already fall through the cracks.
She says when life returns to normal, her kids might take some classes at the public school, but they won't re-enroll. It's likely that by next fall, education savings accounts will be law, and eventually her family could apply. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sarah Gibson.